Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a great morning. Friday morning, good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Oh, there's Double D. Always in the background doing work. Turn it up for me. Almost weekend, guys. That's a good thing. Coming up, before we play two bets this weekend, we will tell you our favorite plays when we pick six. Chelsea, am I the only one keeping up with Fat Bear Week? It's Fat Bear Week. Katmai National Park, 290 miles southwest of Anchorage. So each and every year, they online, Katmai National Park, post pictures of different bears. And the public can come in each week and vote on the fattest, best bear. In fact, the website says, vote for the bear who, quote, best exemplifies fatness and success in brown bears. There's a lot of good contenders this year. Have you looked at this? Do you care? Do you have a favorite fat bear? I have a couple favorites I like.
I feel like this is a marketing blunder. You had such a good road and path to hook the, you know, hook the public into this, because it is fun to look at fat bears, but they didn't give them cool names.
Yeah.
Like 901, 128, 856. Give them fun names. They don't know what's going on. Give them like goofy names. Be like, this is Otis the Large. And, you know, that just puts a fun spin on it. And some of these bears that are in here, like 609, I feel like is being thrown under the bus a little bit. Okay, so she's a five-year-old bear, and she is a Fat Bear Junior Champion. She doesn't even look fat to me. She's large for her age. Maybe she is big boned. Imagine thinking that you've lost some weight, and you're like, I'm in great shape. And then the word on the street, you find out from, you know, Bear 128, hey, did you know you're a finalist in the Fat Bear competition? Like, what the hell? I've been working on my weight. She doesn't even look fat, so I feel bad for Bear 609.
Yeah. Junior champion, not nearly fat enough. 32 Chunk, a lot of people like 32 Chunk. I don't like 32 Chunk. He was recently observed eating 42 salmon in 10 hours. Big scar across his muzzle. But here's the thing about 32 Chunk. There's a little drama here. If you look at 128 Grazer, the 2023 Fat Bear Champion, one of her cubs died because that cub was attacked by 32 Chunk. 32 Chunk attacked one of the cubs. Now, a lot of people are saying, I like 128 Grazer because she stepped up and protected her cubs against 32 Chunk. There's some drama there. Also, 602, Dark Horse, fan favorite. Reminds visitors of Homer Simpson relaxing in a pool when lounging by the river. Who can't get behind that? A lot of bears to like. I'll probably vote this week. It's a single elimination tournament. So good luck to all the bears except 432 Chunk.
Why wouldn't you name that one bear Homer Simpson?
Yeah.
Like, who's stopping you? Instead of, like, these stupid names, like, come on. This is 101 when it comes to PR. Make fun names. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Also, Dark Horse 503 displaces other bears from fishing spots. That's a great skill. Big fat bear. This is my place. This is where I fish. Get out of here. So if you want to vote, you can find it online. Now let's show our skill at making some picks and loading up on some football plays.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. Let's start in Stillwater. What happened this week? Mike Gundy got the boot. Do we expect the Cowboys to get it together with a new head coach, an interim head coach, in a matter of days? No. This is a terrible football team. They're taking on Baylor, and Baylor is laying 20.5 points. I am laying the number. Baylor has an experienced quarterback in Sawyer Robinson, one of the more experienced teams in college football, for that matter. Baylor has been really close this season against some solid teams. Lost to SMU in double overtime. Fell to Arizona State last week on a field goal with time running out. The Bears will take out their frustration on a Cowboys team that has quit, has nothing to play for, and it's below the key number of 21. I'm a man. I'm 51. Baylor minus 20.5 in Stillwater.
I mean, you have to take the Baylor Bears during Fat Bear Week.
Yeah.
Right? It's Fat Bear Week. That has to go in the handicap. If you want to watch that one, the Bears and Cowboys kicking off at 3:30 Eastern in Stillwater.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, for me, going to the NFL, and we're playing a total between the Chargers and the Giants. We're going to hit the under 44 in this one and bank on both these defenses to do their job. All right, so the first talking point in this one, Jackson Dart is making his first NFL career start. I think this is going to be a tall task against the Chargers defense. It's been the best at limiting explosive plays of any defense in the NFL, and they can get some pressure on Jackson Dart. I do think Jim Harbaugh is going to have a great game plan to stop whatever Jackson Dart is slinging. Then you look at the other side of the coin, you say, okay, Justin Herbert has put up some of the best numbers of any quarterback in the NFL. But listen, last week that we saw that a pass rush can get to Justin Herbert. The Broncos sacked him 5 times in that game. And if there is one redeeming quality about the Giants, it's the fact that they actually do have some good pieces on that defensive line. I think the Chargers, if they're up in this game, are just going to run the ball. That's what they've done in a lot of these games. We've seen low-scoring affairs like last week, 23-20 win over the Broncos. So under 44 is the play between the Chargers and the Giants.
Oh, I missed that one, and I like it a lot. I'm going to add that to my personal card, Chelsea. Great handicap. I'm with you there. Yeah. Cha-ching! Put it in the column. It is a 1 o'clock Eastern start at the Meadowlands on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Ole Miss. Money line. Howdy, toddy. Isn't that what they say? Ole Miss. Minus 120 on the money line. Hosting LSU. You're looking at this. Oh, LSU getting points. They're getting 1.5. Nah. I'm ready for old Red Face to show up. Yep, Brian Kelly after the game. Red as a tomato. So upset that he lost to the Rebs. Here's the thing. Home field advantage matters in a big way in this game, and I think LSU's inability to move the ball on third down, which has been a problem for them all season long, will be an issue in this game as well. As good as LSU's defense is, they haven't been nearly as explosive on offense as they should be because they just have issues in third down situations. I think that's going to come to bear here. And also, I don't want to say stroke of luck because you never want someone to get injured, but Ole Miss found something when Austin Simmons got injured, and now Trinidad Chambliss is in the game. So they're going to go with him in this game, and he is more of a dual threat than Simmons is. So I think they found something there. I think he's going to give that Tigers defense a lot of problems. And also, Lane's daughter Landry, as we know, is dating LSU linebacker Whit Weeks. Is this legit? Is she getting intel? Whatever it is, advantage Ole Miss. I think she's already gotten some state secrets. Let's go Rebels. Moneyline minus 120 in Oxford.
Ah, should be a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Fun to watch with that added layer of SEC drama that we all know and love when it comes to Lane Kiffin, but this time it's his daughter. If you want to watch it, Tigers and Rebs meet at 3:30 Eastern in Oxford.
Pick six. Pick six.
Back to the NFL we go for, I think, one of the best games of the weekend. I'm going to go with the Bucs getting 3.5 at home against the reigning Super Bowl champions in the Eagles. I think this is a matter of the hook matters and the points matter here. I think the Bucs can absolutely keep it close with an Eagles team that hasn't been quite as dominant as what we saw last season. I think a lot of it starts with the run game. The fact that Saquon Barkley, who averaged 5.8 yards per carry last year, is now down to 3.3 yards per carry. I am not saying that he is a broken running back. I am just saying that maybe he is not the dominant force, especially in this particular matchup, because if there's a team that's good at stopping the run, it's the Bucs. They rank second in DVOA against the run. So I think this is a great matchup for them. I think Baker Mayfield can keep it close. I think he can sling it. Even if this team is playing from behind, I know Mike Evans is out, but Chris Godwin is back in for the Bucs. So let's get the Bucs getting that 3.5 against the Eagles and hope for a close game.
I am with you here. The Eagles can't win every game. And, you know, we talk about them being beat up or the Rams being beat up as well because of that physical game that they played last week. I think there's a chance that Philly could let down here. And also the Bucs just keep finding ways. The one thing I will say about Tampa Bay is that they are a gritty team that had to grind back and get that win against the Texans, had to grind back and get that win against the Jets. Yeah, I think the hook is going to be a huge factor here. This is a good matchup for Tampa. If you want to see Jalen Hurts throw the ball, he's going to have to throw the ball this weekend because of that Bucs defense, because they're so stout against the run. I think that does give the advantage to Tampa Bay getting that 3.5. So I am with you on the Bucs. And the game kicks off at 1 o'clock Eastern at Raymond James Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. Game of the weekend. This is for you, Double D. Penn State. Playing it at -3, -130. James Franklin, let's have a talk. You got to do this. This is it. Isn't this the biggest game for Penn State in like two decades? Isn't it? James Franklin is 1-15 all time against AP top five teams. For the love of God, Penn State needs this. They know they need it. They want this game. They've got to have it. They have the better team on paper. They are loaded offensively. They are loaded defensively. This is one of the reasons why Drew Aller came back instead of declaring for the draft. They have a chance to win the national championship. It starts tomorrow night. It's a whiteout in Happy Valley. I know a lot of people are on Oregon because of what they've shown early in the season. They have played no one, no one at all. Penn State has been vanilla, just going through the motions, sleepwalking through their schedule, saving everything for this moment. They have a dynamic backfield. That defense is all world. They have 15 starters returning. Dante Moore for Oregon is a very good quarterback. He hasn't faced anyone like this. And that Jim Knowles defense, known for mixing and matching coverages, gives him problems on Saturday night in Happy Valley. Penn State, -3, gets over the hump.
Ooh, that's a big game, and it's going to be something that I want to watch over the weekend and a great weekend of college football. If you want to watch it, Saturday night in Happy Valley at 7:30 Eastern for the Whiteout game.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, how about we go to Sunday Night Football in a game that everybody is going to be talking about. Revenge as a dish best served at Jerry World. And it probably is going to cost you $36 at the concession stand. I'm going to lay the 7 with the Packers here against the Cowboys just because I feel like this is the biggest mismatch of the weekend, other than maybe the Bills against the Saints. I understand this looks very square, and people are saying, okay, how much does revenge actually matter? Even if it doesn't, the Packers are still the noticeably better team coming off a loss where you know they're going to feel a little desperate here. And plus, the Cowboys have been a get-right spot for just about any offense that comes to town. The fact that the Bears put up a 31 spot on them, the Giants scored 37 points, and we've seen what Russell Wilson has done in the other games on the schedule. So I just feel like this is a great spot for the Packers offense, and the defense with Micah Parsons raring to go feels like it's going to be a rough day for Dak Prescott, who's coming off a game that had 2 interceptions to only 1 touchdown against a Bears defense. It's not that great. So give me the Packers laying the 7 against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football.
Oh man, I cannot wait to watch this game. I'm staying up for this game. You know me, I'm always in bed early, but I cannot wait to see. First of all, I don't like the Cowboys at all. And secondly, I cannot wait to see Micah Parsons twitching just on the edge, waiting to go after Dak Prescott. And then there's a sack, right? He celebrates, and then what happens? Immediate cutaway to Jerry Jones in the booth going, Mike is good. It's going to be so much fun to watch just because of this one revenge factor, just one player, but it sort of dominated the headlines in the NFL during training camp, and I don't think any of us expected him to be traded, and here he is looking as good as ever, coming back to Dallas. I mean, this is the NFL's dream. What a matchup.
Yeah, I don't think that the production crew is going to downplay this.
No.
Like, I think we're going to hear about this a lot during Sunday Night Football, and why wouldn't you play it up? Because people love these type of storylines, especially when the person who feels slighted goes to the better team. Like, it's very similar to what we saw with Luka Doncic in Dallas going to the Lakers. So I do expect a big game from Micah Parsons. But the bottom line is just the Packers are the better team. And I like it even more, the fact that the Packers are coming off like a weird loss, because it does feel like chaos probably doesn't strike twice, you know, 2 weeks in a row for the Packers. I know there's some people who are probably on the Packers this week in Survivor hoping the very same thing. But if you're looking for other ways to play this game, I do think it's an excellent teaser leg. So we talked about my teaser earlier in the week. If you tease it down to the Packers laying just a mere point, I do think they win the game. So if you're into teasers, I think there's a great option.
Oh man, that's a really good call. You were laying out your teaser, like you were saying a few days ago, and yeah, I'm with you, because the Packers are going to win this game. There's no way they're going into Dallas and losing this game with Micah Parsons on their defense. And also, I just think they're going to be able to take advantage of that Cowboys secondary, which has been leaky all season long. I said this earlier, I wanted Matthew Golden's receiving yardage prop opened at 36 and a hook, now sitting at 40 and a hook, so everyone's jumped over that. But I do think Jordan Love can have a lot of success here. At the very least, that teaser leg hits. Coming up next on the show, we'll have an update on the Ryder Cup, and we'll tell you how to put some money in your pocket when we hand out our best bets of the weekend. Donkster's here too. We're going to wrap up the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.